Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we finally have a winner, your Golden State Warriors. Obviously, this week we're going to wrap up the NBA Finals with our very special guest, Emmy Award-winning journalist for NBC 12 in Phoenix, Arizona, Lena Washington. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and Jack
got Mad Boosties. That was really, really good. That was, like, I think that was one of the best ones we did.
I feel like we merged as two souls and just like delivered that in perfect harmony. We made it through the NBA Finals. We made it through the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
It was a joy. My brain still has that like reflex now when we're done working for the day and I'm like, all right, what playoff games are on?
I know, right? Still, you're like, NBA classics, I guess. Mm-hmm. Maybe that. But let's bring our guest, Lena Washington. Lena, hello, hello, hello. How was your finals experience?
First of all, thank you guys so much for having me on. My finals experience was still, I was still a little bit salty, of course, that, you know, we weren't seeing the Suns make another run here in Phoenix, but it's hard not to find entertainment in the way Steph Curry plays, the way Andrew Wiggins and his storyline suddenly changed over the course of these playoffs. And
shout out the vaccine.
Yes, exactly. And then, of course, I love seeing more Riley Curry being animated and, you know, celebrating her dad being one of the greatest players ever.
I mean, first of all, I think for NBA fans, all NBA fans, right? It's fun that it was a team like nobody had them winning it when the season tipped off. So I feel like that gives hope democratically for NBA fans. The vast majority of us root for teams that have not won a title in the past 10 years. So I think it was cool that the Warriors kind of came out of nowhere, according to predictions from anyone who was not Steph Curry, as we'll talk about. He knew what was up. But I've seen a lot of Clippers fans being like, so a play-in team with an injured all-star comes back and wins it the next year.
Hey, it could happen.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we also love talking about on the show, like breaking new ground, feeling like you're seeing something for the first time. And I don't know, we've seen the Dubs win before. We've,
right.
I feel like I've never seen a team like, I was famously saying Warriors in six from day one, at the beginning of the playoffs.
but
famously, everybody knows that. And we will revise that
episode. Seven but back real quick.
There were some people who were saying the Celtics in six repeatedly over and over again, even up until game five. When it was a mathematical impossibility. But I feel like anyone who had that sort of limited perspective on things might have been reacting to the fact that when you see a team that is like dominant defensively, like the Celtics were in stretches, and I've just never seen a team win where the long range shooting, like hitting low percentage shots over and over and over from deep, is like the ultimate, is like their go-to weapon. Like right. that was just the thing that, like, they had Steph. Steph was their rock, you know? Like that hasn't always been the case in past finals, you know? Like that's why he didn't win the NBA Finals MVP prior to this, right? Is because he hadn't been their rock for that first title, or he was leading up to the finals, but then, you know, things got a little spotty. But this time it was just so automatic, so dangerous. And yeah, I don't know. I do feel like I've never seen something quite like that. Like this was the ultimate, like Steph Curry has changed the game and like changed how we think about NBA basketball and what you can do, how you can win an NBA title, more so than, I don't know, maybe any title of the past like 10 years. It was really cool to see. I mean, just backbreaker after backbreaker, and like all of them being what my high school coach would have called circus shots and benched you for taking, even if they went in.
Yeah. I wish there was a way to measure like which player has the most visceral reactions from the people watching the games, because there was a run in the third quarter where you just knew it was curtains for the Celtics in game six, because Steph was just, like you said, automatic. And he was, you know, with each shot, reminding people who he is. And it was really, really fun to watch, gotta say.
Yeah. And to your point about like doing something different, I mean, like off mic, we were talking, so many people, I had text threads being like, all right, man, LeBron or Steph now? Like, we got to talk about this. And I'm like, I don't like that conversation, because I think it's really up to, for me, I feel like I pick who my favorite basketball player is, but based off of whose game I would like personally the most. And that's just down to my personality more than anything objective. But to watch the way, like, you know, LeBron's power and speed, all that's evident with him. But like you're saying, Jack, for the way Steph Curry was like just picking them apart in these ways that were so devastating, it was like Daniel Plainview and like There Will Be Blood. He was like, oh, I could be over here because I will drink your milkshake from all the way over. I don't even need to be near you to damage you. And that's what felt, I think, like very like a new sort of mutant power from like the X-Men had appeared.
Yeah, you could tell he modeled his game on Daniel Plainview. I think that was clear to anybody watching Daniel these finals.
method with it.
With those far pointers.
With the LeBron-Steph conversation, like, yeah, I could stop both of them. I think I'd have a harder time guarding LeBron just because of the physical dominance. But I don't know. I find that conversation, and it does seem to be like the go-to conversation, like thing that people talked about for the week after the title. Like, I find it boring because it just seems arbitrary, and like, who knew? I just don't know anybody knows how to accurately gauge like 1 year's players against like players from 5 years ago, let alone 15 years ago. Right. So it's just, I don't know.
I think, and also I feel like in a way it just takes away from being in the present moment, which was, that was great what we just saw, without getting to like, yeah, but what about LeBron immediately? Like, no, how about what we just saw was fantastic.
And that moment, I mean, all respect also to the Celtics and what Ime Udoka was able to do in his first year, and their whole kind of shift mid-season that brought them here. And, you know, I would have loved to see a game seven, but the way the Warriors are just built for this just made it clear that they weren't leaving Boston without popping champagne in the locker room. But that moment where Al Horford and Otto Porter were, it was just a straight shootout. It got exciting, but in the end, I think Steve Kerr and his guys are so well coached and so experienced in these moments that even if it did have to go back to the Bay, it would have been, I think, the Warriors coming out with this one. But yeah, they weren't expected to win it, but I think just the way that they're built, it would be hard to leave them out of the conversation. And it was foolish for those who did, I guess, in the early goings of last year.
Yeah. Unlike us, because I guess we have a lot of unreleased episodes of Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosters where we predicted this exact outcome. But
in the vaults.
Yeah. I feel sorry for anybody who took so long to pick the Warriors that like they were picking the Celtics right up to the last moment. It was embarrassing.
Or low-key just being like, well, nothing I want happens, so maybe I'll say this out loud so it doesn't. No, that's right. Kind of how I felt as a Laker fan. I was like, yeah, the Celtics might do it. They just might.
Super producer Jabari pointed out that Steph, in the aftermath of the title, was saying, what will they say now?
Right.
Like, what now? How are they going to like hate on me? And I've heard the best player on title teams like make claims like that, ask for their flowers, say, and that's not a reference to anyone in particular. But I felt like, well, everybody knows you're like one of the best players in the world, man.
That's undisputed.
Like, you have to be right. Looking for the criticism to feel that way. But I don't know. Like this one felt justified. It did feel like at least he showed me. Because I did not think that necessarily like this was a title team up until the last minute, and we can edit that out. So I sound smart. But the other thing, like to your point, Lena, like so the 3-point shooting, winning it with your number one weapon being somebody who can just like, you know, get a split second window look at the basket and like make it from the logo like consistently. That was new. But the thing that I think the way this was like past titles is the value of experience, right? And like they just, they were unflappable. They were unshakable. Like when the Celtics would have one of those runs where like I got more texts from people being like, whoa, the Celtics are scary just across the whole finals than I did about the Warriors. But the Warriors just were unshakable. You know?
We've seen it. We've seen the Warriors be this scary for a long time. So yeah. It was shocking to see the Celtics do it. But yeah, the Warriors are a bit scarier.
Yeah, I feel like even when we were talking about like when we were sort of early in the playoffs, where I was like, we're like, yeah, and the Warriors always basically have a chance to be there. Who knows? You know, when we're like, it's possible, it's feasible. But yeah, it was definitely like you could see that experience. And to that point, I think one of the things I just want to call out that I loved about all of this is like my favorite moment of this finals is actually from last season when the Warriors went out in the play-in. And I just want to play Steph's words from 2021 from that play-in tournament, because like we're saying, the experience, the focus, it's evident. It was evident over 1 year ago.
Just didn't go our way. I don't know how many different ways to say it, but it was a special year, all things considered. I'm in a new experience for me, Draymond Loon. Tried to make the most of it, come back, bottle this up, everybody make the right strides, take advantage of the summer, and don't want to see us next year.
I was at that game. I was at that playing game at Chase Center last year, and it was lit. I wish there was any other word to describe that energy, but it was really fun. And that's when I totally bought in on the play-in and the excitement. But yeah, Steph said, mark his words,
you don't want to see us next year. And I think some people are like, all right, bro. Okay, yeah. Sure. I would say that too. But then even then, like in March, Draymond was like, we're getting the chip in March, you know? And then even Clay saying it was 2015 vibes when they went down 2-1 to the Celtics. I was like, okay. That's where that that, like, any, I think even Clay was saying at the post game, he's like, we've been here, so we're built for it. And that's, it just comes together like that when you have that experience.
I mean, having somebody come in like Clay, we still don't know what Clay is going to look like next year, right?
Yeah, right.
Like when a player comes back halfway through the season, like, that is never the finished product. You know, like we saw it with Jordan when he came back from retirement, and like, you know, he came back deeper into the season, but people were like, oh, well, he's washed. And, you know, they didn't quite win it. And so I think a lot of people forget about that. Like, can you imagine Twitter's response to that?
You would see MJ is washed.
Yes.
A thread.
Yeah.
That's what they would have done to him.
Totally. You know
what I mean? Oh, it would have been over for a couple months, and then everyone would have forgotten, and he would have been the best.
And I think that's the benefit of maybe not having Twitter culture around back then. It allowed us to be like, look at the magic person who is fantastic that we all love. And we can't air our weird opinions for everybody to hear unless we're in a local sports bar or barbershop.
It's I also think I might not want to see them next year personally as a fan of a different NBA team. Maybe not. Maybe not huge. I do want to say, though, you know, I think it's really cute for some hypothetical person to pick their favorite clip as something from not even this year. but I did want to pick one clip from this year, and this is the backbreaker three Steph hit to put the Warriors up 72-50. And somebody put together a compilation of all the different broadcasts from around the world as they as they react to what was a ridiculous shot, super deep, again, just like catch the second it touches his fingers, it's up, it's in, and they're up 22 all of a sudden. Let's hit
in French.
This is French.
That's French.
And then he turned around, said he wants his ring.
Portuguese.
Yeah.
Guttural.
Lena, are you taking notes here? About
yes, I am.
As a professional broadcaster.
Absolutely.
Korean. Hey, that sounds the same in every language.
Oh! Absolutely.
That's what I sound like. Spanish. Italian.
Chef Curry.
Sente l'odore del sangue, un quarto e mezzo. I correr, no? From 40 feet, I think. Spanish. Steph Curry
levantando las manos. I mean,
I think he's pozwala sobie na popisy, tak jest.
22 point to that finger.
Oof.
That's fun.
I think he said he washed his hands after that in Spanish. I do just want to give a shout out to the Spanish broadcast, because I watched I lived in Spain for a month during high school.
We know, Jack, you lived in Spain for all right. a month.
Look, Lena, I find a way to bring this up every episode. And
like, let me tell you about, actually, Lena, you might want to hear this. I went to Italy once. Way better place.
But so I was there during the 96 finals. The Jordan's okay. last final. So I watched every game in the Spanish language broadcast, and their broadcaster actually narrated every dribble that would happen. So every time they dribble, he'd go beep, 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 coming up, beep, beep. And then he's taking it to the beep, 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 ah! But he just didn't, it was like he didn't feel comfortable if there was any silence, like sure. any air at all.
And gotta so let it was, breathe, bro.
Yeah, you gotta let it breathe. And that the Spanish broadcast that we just heard did a great job. So I feel like they've stepped their game up, the nation of Spain.
No more beeping, no more beeping.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more Lena facts.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know. Think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of his stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests we're gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
All right, so Lena, Phoenix area native. So you now work for the Suns. You grew up a Suns fan?
Well, I work for the NBC station here, but yes, we cover the Suns.
Oh, sorry.
Now.
Yeah.
We cover the Suns, we cover the Cardinals, we cover the Coyotes, ASU, high school. But yeah, I grew up here. I went to ASU. I interned at the Valley Sports Regional Sports Network. I think my kind of initial push into the industry was when I worked the NBA All-Star game my freshman year, and I just got to see how cool everything was behind the scenes. I was running tape. Like, that's how old I am now, is that we were learning how to cut and edit video and shoot on tape back in the day. So yeah, it's been a fun year with the Cardinals and the Suns and the Mercury all having pretty successful seasons, but we're still waiting for the next team to bring a chip to the city.
Yeah. Okay, so growing up a Suns fan, what's been your most favorite, your memory? Like, something you close your eyes and you're like, I can feel it. It's like it was yesterday. Maybe it might be recent. It might be from, 28 years ago. I don't know. You tell me. What are some of those sort of seminal moments for you being in and around the Phoenix Suns area and team?
Sure. Yeah. Well, my dad, who is no longer with us, unfortunately, but he used to work at the arena, America West Arena. He owned Shoeshine Stands there. So I now think about it and I'm wondering how he was allowed to take me to work with him, but he did. So now I'm making like the same drive on the freeways downtown that I did with my dad growing up. And they had the Coyotes, the Rattlers, and the Suns all playing in one building. So I grew up kind of watching those games from the suite levels. So that's something that automatically comes to mind when I think of my life growing up a Suns fan. But since being here, so this has almost been a year since I've been at the NBC station here in Phoenix. I previously worked for the ABC station in Sacramento, covering the Kings primarily. And then I started in Bakersfield many moons ago. But I came in, my first day on the job was game 5 of the Western Conference Finals, but I had a 12-day like onboarding plan where I wasn't supposed to be on air for like another 10 days or something. But then the Suns did not clinch at home. So then they had to go on the road. And when they clinched on the road, that was my first day on the air. So I was live all day at a watch party down across the street, downtown from the arena. And people were literally crying. We were jumping up and down in the bar. And then we went outside, and I will just never forget this night and just seeing the excitement and the energy, people literally doing the worm on the light rail tracks downtown and driving, doing burnouts and doing laps, waving their flags, their Sun flags. And it was just like a party in the middle of downtown Phoenix. And then we're leaving after our, you know, like hour long special break-in newscast, and I'm with my photographer, and he's like, "Oh, so now we're going to go to the airport." And I was like, "Oh, we're going to the airport." So this was news to me, but I'm glad I did it. So we went to the airport where all the fans had gathered for the previous series, but obviously they did it again when the Suns clinched, and they landed around midnight, and it was just the coolest moment to see them having this like impromptu parade just because fans wanted to come and express how excited they were. And I will also just never forget the moment when, and I have it on my camera roll, but there's a moment where campaign is driving through and it kind of lulls in the cheering. And then some guy just goes, "Hey Cam, turn that up." And it was the DJ Khaled like little baby song. And so now whenever I hear that song, I immediately think of that image. And of course, Frank Kaminsky, you know, chugging a beer and tossing it into the air, and Bobby Shmurda style, like, "Don't think we saw that beer can ever again." But that was a really cool moment as a Suns fan and as somebody who now covers the team to be a part of.
How do you keep it together? Because, all right, so I am a Sixers fan who, like, I can't even watch the games live. I have to like watch the replay if they win, because otherwise I'm just like depressed for, you know, 24 hours. And that says a lot about me as a man. But like, just I would love to learn from you, because you have to like get on air after a Suns loss sometimes. Like, how do you
do that? And that's your team, right?
Yeah. I think it's now the Suns loss, the game 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
Explicable. And I'm kind of glad we had a little bit of time to stew on it before we went on air, because that was not fun to watch as a lifelong fan. Before I even thought of this business being a part of my life, I was going to games and watching the Suns and all that. But yeah, it also makes it a bit easier to just call a spade, you know, and also let the fans kind of speak for us in some instances where we can't necessarily say things, but we can say, "Hey, this is what
this is an interesting thing I heard
NBA Twitter."
Right.
People are saying. So thankfully, like I said, this season and this last year has been really fun to be a part of. I mean, the 18 wins in a row, the franchise record in wins, Monty Williams getting coach of the year. It was a fun ride overall. So we didn't have to have as many, you know, uncomfortable broadcasts after a demoralizing loss.
Sure.
But I did cover the Kings for 4 seasons. So I'm kind of used to being able to, not from a fan perspective, but knowing how to kind of,
put on a brave face.
Turn it on when things are dark.
For 82 right. games.
Yeah. Let's bask in this idea of championship celebrations a little bit, because Warriors had theirs on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
There were some great moments. Klay had a day.
RIP to that hat.
Yeah. So Klay's been...
Klay.
He's been taking a boat to the games and to practice for all season.
This is a rookie move right here.
Yeah. He's on a boat on the bay, like famously windy, famously windy activity in a famously windy area. And he's just got his championship hat on, and that thing blows the hell off his head.
Snap back like, on.
You need the
way
chin strap on it, man.
Yeah, exactly. At least turn it back.
Yeah,
because that brim is going to, the brim gives you what I believe in the aeronautics industry they call lift.
Mm-hmm.
And your hat is not a spoiler, sir.
I lost my hat.
It just blows.
We know, Klay. We saw.
But it was nice that he knew we were going to use it on a podcast and narrated it for us.
Yes, it is famously a non-visual medium.
You could tell the first moment he's like, oh, like it was like a person who's like, I lost my hat. I like, and then he settled into, I'm Clay Thompson. I can get 17 of these in a second when I get off this boat and replace it. I actually have a lot to smile about.
Well, and then he almost lost his ring. Is that accurate?
Yes.
He has so many rings. He almost lost one during the parade.
Here, we got that clip too.
Come on, Clay.
Here he is. He said anything is possible.
Took a big sip.
Whoa, whoa. He's doing some Michael Jackson moves. He dropped his championship ring and he's lost it in the confetti. Okay.
Anything is possible. It is one of the, like, he trips at one point over trolley tracks, I think.
Yeah,
and
streetcar
takes track. It's like one of those trips that I've definitely had in my life where you have to sprint to catch up to the top part of your body. So like the lower part of your body has to like sprint, and it turns you into like somebody doing a tackle sled drill in like football practice. Like you're just, you know, you're at a 45 degree angle with the earth and just flying forward and just takes out some young fan. And they were fine, fortunately, but it was just, it's definitely how I would have been during a championship celebration.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's how
best,
be.
Best case scenario.
I like how someone asked him to at the, once he got to the parade, someone said, hey, what happened to your hat? And again, he speaks in proper seaman's terms. Arr, I lost her and I tried to recover her.
She's in Davy Jones' really locker.
Yeah.
No, I did actually take the boat in today because it was a perfect glassy day on the water. It's funny because I lost my championship hat in the wind.
Oh, no.
I do not condone littering, and I tried to find her, but she's now in the, she's one with the ocean, unfortunately. And that's why I had the captain's hat on, because I lost the finals hat.
He looks actually kind of bummed out.
Yes.
He's like, that's why I got this captain's hat on.
That's going to hurt. He hurt.
Yeah, and here I was a second ago being like, I feel like they would just hand him a stack of new ones the second he got off.
I can't believe he didn't just pull another one out. Yeah.
I like that they're like, what did we tell you about messing around on that boat?
Right.
He said, if you wear it on the boat, either take it off or wear it backwards, and you're not going to get another one.
Already,
and he's like,
you.
Now I got to wear this Giants captain's hat, so there's that.
The captain's hat looked really good, though.
It's hard for Clay not to look cool, honestly.
Yeah. It gave him a new energy. I don't even think he was anticipating to pull up in the captain's hat like that.
So, I mean, there are some legendary championship celebrations. There's one about the Celtics partying 48 hours in a row, like not knowing that 2 days had passed. I think that was in the Bird era in the 80s. There's one where Meta World Peace showed up somewhere 2 days after the title and still had his uniform on. I think the one of the closest we can get to like an official account is like ESPN reported that after the Cavs won in Golden State, they stopped in Vegas. So their plane landed at 2 a.m. like the night after they won, which there's just like something I love about that. That they're just like, yeah, no, night, like hours no longer mean anything. Once you win a championship, we're just going like all night and the world will open up before us. And sure enough, like the videos from the club that they went to when they landed at 2 a.m. is packed. And and then they just went back to Cleveland where everybody was waiting for them.
Yeah, that's the time.
Just keep your foot on the gas until the parade, and then absolutely you can sleep for the rest of the summer.
Yeah. I mean, how do you like burn off all that excess adrenaline from having to win a championship too? You're like, I could literally run through a wall. So because I don't want to injure my body, we'll go to Vegas for 36 days straight,
right?
Just so I can survive that. But I mean, yeah, it is. It's also the time too where you remind yourself why you compete, also, and maybe get a little petty. You know, maybe get in your bag a bit.
Yeah,
Draymond, my man.
Yeah,
we saw you with that shirt. You had this Boston Celtics shirt the fans were wearing that said "It's all about 18," basically in their pursuit of their 18th chip, their 18th banner. And it's like a that's got 18 squares except the last one that's blank, meant to be like, and here's 2022, our year. And then he wrote, Warriors, nope.
Nope.
He said, what did he say?
Maybe in 23.
Maybe in 23. You got
to
love that.
Which is kind of a nice way to be like, yeah, maybe next year, guys. Like, yeah. At least he added that in. I'm sure he wasn't being passive aggressive at all when he...
Very PG, I would feel like.
Draymond feel like, was on one, too. I mean, he stopped and got some ice cream, danced with the
Jabberwockies.
Jabberwockies.
Like, he battled a Jabberwocky on the parade.
Yeah. Like, looked okay. It wasn't embarrassing.
He could moonlight as a Jabberwocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, although... All those dudes are like 5'7", so it's wild to be like, I think that one's Draymond.
He's just literally following in Shaq's footsteps with the broadcasting and then dancing with the Jabberwockies.
Right, right, right. And will he be a dubstep DJ? Is he nice on the ones and twos, though, like Shaq Diesel?
I'm sure we'll find out soon enough at a Dre's nightclub near you.
Right? Oh, my. Oh, wow. They rebrand the Dre's, D-R-A-Y-S, rather than, yep, see? There it is. Brent Bolthouse.
I'll take a 2% cut.
Yeah. SBE Entertainment. Hit up Lena Washington. Cut her that check.
Thank you. Mm.
But yeah, to your point about the pettiness, I mean, we kind of already mentioned it, the Steph, like, afterwards. I feel like it's they're burning off that excess, like, the thing that they kept motivating them through the finish line. And, like, people, any, like, slight, any social media comment that, like, was annoying them all year, that they were using to motivate them and annoy them all year. Like, those come out. We talked about Steph saying, what will they say now?
I just find it so funny when guys, you know, and I don't, you know, this is what they're probably going to say and expect us to say, but there's this idea that they don't listen to the outside noise. You know, they're very insular, all that stuff. But you can't tell me they're not searching their name and candles or specific, you know, dates and things like that to have this type of motivation to be petty. I respect it, but, you know, I also respect the honesty of it all.
Yeah. And I think there is something where that petty comes out because, again, like, to really prepare yourself to be focused to win a championship, you get there. I'd imagine it's like if you use a pressure cooker, like, you just can't open it right after. Like, you have to release the steam out of it first. And yeah. That's sort of like what happens, like, after the series ends. It's like, just so you know, the amount of energy we had to build up in this pot, watch it go for like 4 days straight. They're like, how much steam is coming out of there? And it's like, that's what they were like. Even, you know, Steph said, we got to bottle this up for next year. And there it is there. And now they release it. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wild to see.
And I do feel like the reporters know this at this point. They're like, hey, Clay, over here. Who are you mad at right now? Now that you've won a title?
What would you like to say to your haters?
Who's a bum?
Exactly.
Any bums you want to shout out?
Any bums you want to talk about real quick?
Right. Yeah.
Any Grizzlies players you'd like to give a message to right now?
I like how he says some player. He did the I don't know her, which is the ultimate.
Totally Mariah'd it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know her. Some gentleman from the Memphis Grizzlies, I believe. Some lost gentleman.
I don't know, man. Like that's fine that he used that to motivate him. I think it's like probably innocent enough. I do love Steph's clapback because it's at the media with their, you know, hot takes, their like the people who were like, Steph's still not top 10, like afterwards. We had people say, like, how many titles will Steph win in new era, I think is what they called.
In the next four years.
And we got Perk with the big zero around his eye. I don't know who's on the right there.
I think that's Dominique Foxworth.
Okay.
Is it?
Maybe. Given the big zero around his eye. And then we got Steph at the championship, given the big zero around his eye.
Can't see you from over here, folks.
Perfect form.
Yeah. Nailed it. Like, actually did it better than either Perk or Dominique Foxworth did.
It just gives you, it's just that extra, it gives you an extra gear, you know? Mm-hmm. And I can only imagine if Michael Jordan had Twitter. Where he would have took that too? Because
I mean, we had The Last Dance. I feel like he's given us enough.
And I took that personally.
Right. No, exactly. And I think that I took that personally is like every it like rings throughout my head no matter what I watch. I was even watching Stranger Things recently. And like there was like this moment where somebody's talking to 11 and like, is there a memory that makes you sad or angry you can tap into to release this piece? Yeah. I'm like, that's Michael Jordan's whole thing. It's not Stranger Things. But right. Yeah, it is. It's one of the most potent fuel sources on the planet, it seems like.
Yeah. And then finally, Wiggins and Poole just with their we about to get a bag.
and yes, no lies detected there.
They're not wrong.
They're not incorrect. Wiggins
bag
has
incoming.
I think we talked about it on TDZ a while back, but Wiggins has one of my favorite NBA videos, like one of my favorite, you know, those fan interstitial videos where they're like give a quiz to somebody. And it was back in the Timberwolves days. They were like, okay, which of these songs do you like better? And they played EXO Tour Life 3. And he was like, okay, I know this one, Lil Uzi Vert, I like it. And then they played Michael Bolton's How Do I Live Without You? How am I going to live with... I don't know the name of it. But his face is transfixed to like a far-off dimension. And then he just like turns to camera and is like, I like this one better. And it's... You have to watch it. It is one of the great performances. I've loved him ever since then. So I was very excited. But this new video of him celebrating a chip with Jordan Poole might be a close second to that clip. Champagne goggles around his neck.
Nice champagne goggles this year.
Yeah.
They look sleek this year, those champagne goggles.
And so producer Jabari asked the important question that we'll probably save for the offseason, but is that bag going to come from Golden State for both of them? Because Golden State already in the luxury tax and
yeah.
I don't know.
That's a lot of bags. That's a lot of baggage.
A lot of bags
to maintain
going around there.
But, you know, obviously, like we promised in our trailer, we won't be firing up the trade machine. So
we will not be, but it'll
we will wildly speculate.
I could just like pick up vibes on Golden State fans. Golden State fans are underappreciating Jordan Poole. I think because he's the latest and they have a championship run with some of these other guys, and they are underappreciating and underrating Jordan Poole, I think would be my take. Compared to,
and that's a hot take, man. You're saying they're underappreciating him.
They're underappreciating. All right, look,
Jack, you gotta go to Golden State. You gotta go up to the base here. You don't want that slander coming out your mouth.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and it's time for rapid fire lightning round splits decision.
Did you ever play the over under game with your friends? You know. Think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Lena, it is time to enter the rapid fire zone. This is what we're going to do. We're going to throw out some questions to you. And I don't want you to think, because as the second you answer, the next question will come out and we just have to keep this moving. This is one of the fastest paced segments in, I think, all media, to be honest. So
have you ever seen lightning, Lena? It's fast.
It's about to strike. Yes,
it is almost about to be monsoon season here.
Yeah,
exactly. So quick answers. We're so focused on the questions. We just want that answer. We're going to keep it moving. Start fire the clock.
Fire in and of itself is not fast, but when you add the modifier rapid, it becomes pretty fast too. And so we got two things that are pretty fast to summarize this segment, because it's a fast one that is going to, you know, let's hold on to our butts, everyone.
Thank you.
It's going to be a fast one.
Start the clock. Question one. The Barkley era, 7 seconds or less, or last year's final squad in a series?
I said it in the playoffs, and I think just on paper, I got to take last season's team. Best Suns team ever.
Interesting. But
simply by the numbers.
So there's, in this case, no nostalgia comes into play for you. You're looking ruthlessly efficiently.
I'm standing by my previous take, which was there's no denying that what we watched this last season was probably the best Suns team that we have watched.
Yeah, I'm not
going to that. Maybe in the calendar year especially, you know, from their arc, obviously, in the finals to this, you know, untimely demise in the second round. But still, what they were able to do makes them the best Suns team ever.
So
all respect to both eras.
Yeah, I mean, as a Laker fan, I felt those, what was it, 47 points? That he put on us in the last game. Whoops. Anyway, rapid fire. Keep it rapid, Jack.
I mean, because a lot of people thought that Barkley team was going to win it.
Yeah.
Like heading in against Jordan,
you know,
and then get taken out by a singular force of nature like Michael Jordan, who's one of my favorite players of all time.
I hear he's pretty good.
Lena, if you could travel back and attend any single game throughout NBA history, which would it be?
Oh,
rapid.
Probably the Spurs Miami series, Ray Allen shot.
Wow, that's a great one.
That's a great one. Now tell me a little bit about Ray Allen. What you like? What did you want to see something about Ray Allen specifically? What was it?
It was the moment. I remember specifically where I was in that space and time. And I wish I was not in a brewery in Bakersfield, and I wish I was in Miami in that moment.
Oh,
I think it'd be cool to be there for that.
Champagne on
rapid
ice.
Rapid fire.
Ready to go.
Exactly.
Ray, you know what? Ray is a word for a single unit of light. And light, it travels quickly, like this game that we're playing.
Allen, Iverson, check out
also
this.
Also quick.
Check out this crossover to my next question. Also, Lena, let us know if the speed is too much for you in this rapid fire. Okay?
Perfect.
We like to tweak it. We don't like to leave people behind.
All right. Lena, funniest. Am I up or are you up?
No. Well, hold on. This is. Yeah. Okay.
You're Oh, my bad.
No, okay, this is me. Rapid.
Yeah. You just had that really good point about how Allen Iverson was fast and also good at crossovers, and you were crossing over to your next question.
The segues are really good. I got to say, I think the rapid-fire segues that you guys are delivering is
so
as
fast.
Good as the questions that are being fired rapidly.
Well, get ready, Pistol.
Your head is spinning, I'm sure.
We're firing rapid. What's the funniest thing you've seen or experienced while covering the league?
Oh my God. I don't even know.
Rapid, Lena, rapid.
That's so tough. Maybe just experiencing the ground below me shaking during a T-Pain concert during a summer league game in Sacramento. When he was singing Cyclone specifically. Again, I have video of this, and I was standing in the crowd of people. It probably was like 2018, 2019. And they had little concert series during their California Classic Summer League thing in Sacramento. Really cool event. But yeah, it was, again, lit. The ground below us was literally moving with people just enjoying T-Pain on a summer day in Sacramento.
Now, what is it about T-Pain, you think?
I think it's his music, obviously. He's got several bops, his personality. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now he's going into the restaurant game, I hear. So I probably would be visiting that. I mean, he's given us anthem upon anthem from the strip club to the birthday parties. You know, he's got songs for everybody.
Fun fact, because I just Googled him, I'm 15 days older than T-Pain. All right.
So there you go.
Now when I see T-Pain, I'm like, what's up, son? I'm 15 days older than you, like on some elementary school type stuff.
That's wild. T-Pain is definitely one of those artists who I associated with a past era. And I assumed he was like a decade older than me. And he is, in fact, five years younger than me.
He is your son.
But that's the thing about time, right? It's very relative.
Exactly.
It's a flat circle.
Thank you. And even when we perceive it to be moving fast, much like this rapid fire segment, it's about the person.
Slows down.
Exactly. Time dilation. Next question.
Lena, your ultimate all-time dunk contest. You get to pick any four players.
Oh, go. My God. Rapid. LeBron, Derrick Jones Jr., Dwight Howard, and Vince Carter.
Hey, okay.
Wow.
Now, what is it about Vince Carter?
Oh, God. What isn't it about Vince Carter?
Mm-hmm.
The best dunk contest of all time.
Come on. I mean,
is that what it is?
Over.
Yes. It's 2000? Over.
Was that 2000?
Definitely
2000?
The best dunk contest performance of all time.
Oh,
definitely.
I know. I feel like that's all we talked
Miles,
about.
Miles, are you joking right now on this comedic podcast?
I might be. Now, I never heard of this Vince Carter fellow, but I'm going to look up some of his. Oh, wow. What a dunk.
Oh, boy.
He's cooking with gas, huh?
I should have put Aaron Gordon in there so he could get another chance at maybe winning, but also probably losing to Vince Carter.
Yeah.
It's not
I think, yeah, maybe one of the all-time greats. Those are good picks. Dwight is not one that I would have picked or
Rapid,
seen.
Jack, get this takeout faster. What? No,
no that's
get
this Howard is on. As fast as I go.
Okay.
Miles. What is the dunk? Wait, tell me the dunk that I need to go watch by Dwight Howard in a dunk contest that's going to change my opinion.
The Superman dunk. That's an affirmative, definitive dunk.
But I do is like it, Superman.
But does it change? Yeah.
I feel like it's
a great picture.
Mm-hmm.
But did it? I remember, again, me and my friend, we abandoned going to our Valentine's Day dance in high school, like one of our first high school dances, so we didn't miss Vince Carter in that dunk contest.
Absolutely. You probably made the right decision.
Oh, man. My friend hasn't heard the end of it. Even to this day, our homegirl from high school always teases him about, like, you know you stood me up at that dance, right? And we're like, it was Vince Carter. You have to understand. Mm-hmm. We had never seen anything like Fair. That until that point. But anyway. Rapid. Here we go. Next one. Lena, this is the most rapid question I'm going to ask. Eyebrows were raised at, you know, back at the start of the month when oddsmakers suddenly had Phoenix as the most likely destination for one Kevin Durant. But seeing how things are playing out, do you think there's actually a chance that KD winds up with the Suns?
No, but I would love to still entertain the possibility. Something else to talk about, something exciting to talk about. I don't know how they're going to do it, but if they can get it done, and I don't know, the only real feasible thing would be like a sign and trade with Ayton, right? So, you know, I don't know. It's a very fun dialogue to engage in as a Suns fan, to finally be a destination that people are entertaining to live. It's great. It's a great city. now it's a great basketball town.
And mm-hmm. just a follow-up question, what is it about KD?
What isn't it about KD?
Okay, no, that's fine. He's good, right?
Yes. I believe he's good. I quite enjoy how he's been engaging with the fans on social media with his Twitter fingers. But yeah, I mean, his talent is undeniable. And I think his personality, whether you get it or don't, is something kind of refreshing in the league.
Fantastic. Yeah, more on that later. Lena, we have to really keep this segment going. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off like that.
Finally, last question. Mm-hmm. Where is Kyrie? Which is sometimes people shorten Kyrie Irving's name just to his first name. A lot of people like used to with Jordan, they would be like just Jordan, you know, Michael.
Rapid.
Where is Kyrie playing this fall when the new NBA season starts, and if he's not playing, or he could be, I don't know. There's been some commentary
about whether he'd
be playing with the Nets or not. There's also other teams like Lakers, Clippers, Knicks being thrown around.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I'll have to light some sage and think about that one. You know, kind of like the rapid fire of lighting stage. Mm-hmm. And think about that rapid fire question you just threw my way. You know, maybe he stays in Brooklyn with some of the personnel changes that they've had or will have. But I think that's a great question. Where do you guys see him playing?
Kyrie? Ah, man.
They know as Kyrie Irving, yes.
Kyrie Irving.
What is it about Kyrie?
I had a feeling you were going to ask that, Miles.
Yeah.
We've done a whole episode on Kyrie that was rapid.
I don't know. I
think it's his speed.
Some of his ball handling, which feels exceptional. Something about that. Mm. I don't know. I mean, when I read the thing about that, the Lakers are always like named and things like this. I'm like, really? At this point, though, if that's where we're going, I guess I'll just watch another interesting season if that happened. But I don't know. I honestly don't know. It feels like part of it is seeming like this is to maybe leverage something to stay with the Nets. But again, we haven't fired up the trade machine to really begin to look at all the permutations.
We do know that. I mean, we can pretty much like lock it in that Jason Tatum will be playing for the Lakers next year.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then
it has been
probably like Jordan Poole, just depending. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's like, will there be enough shots to go around for Kyrie? This is just me. I've only been covering or researching based on Lakers forums.
And that's been our rapid fire segment. thank you so much, Lena Washington, for participating.
Wow. Quick on your feet.
Yeah,
I don't know how you were able to keep up with us.
I was you were testing my agility with all the questions being fired rapidly and moving on to the next
segments
one so quickly.
Yeah. I believe so. All right. Well, we're setting records. Lena, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Where can people see your work, hear you, and support you?
Well, if you live in the Phoenix to Flagstaff area, you can watch me on the NBC affiliate 12 News on Sundays at 10:30 is 12 Sports Tonight, our magazine sports show. During football season, we are the only high school football show in town. That's Friday Night Fever, 11:30 on Fridays. And then after Sunday Night Football, during the football season, I will be hosting Cardinals Locker Room as well. So you will probably see me on your TV. If you don't live in the Phoenix area, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LWashingtonTV. And thank you guys so much for having me. This was really cool.
Oh, yes, no, it's a pleasure.
Thank you for legitimizing our show by bringing your Emmy Award winning sports ladiness to the show.
You
say in your Twitter bio. That's from a Twitter bio. I didn't just make that up. Okay. That's a reference. Call it a callback, Jack.
Okay.
In the biz.
All right. Cool. That's been another episode of
Miles and
Jack
Got Mad Boosties.
Damn, we did kind of harmonize on that last one.
Yeah, they call us in sync. I'm Justin.
I'll be the Chris Kirkpatrick.
Damn.
That's
Jack's been quicker.
All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.